Okay, so we've established the fact that you need to make a relevant and meaningful connection with your prospect, because an email stating the value of your solutions or describing a specialty or a skill is just not going to be enough. But where do you find these connections? Do you just guess, or is there a more reliable way to do this? Well, fortunately, there are three very reliable ways to find these connections. Number one is using trigger events. Number two is naming a high-profile client or a big, relevant accomplishment. And number three is leveraging a mutual connection. Let's talk about these in order, starting with trigger events. This is a term I first heard from my friend and colleague, Jill Conrath, who's the author of Selling to Big Companies and Snap Selling. Let me first tell you what trigger events are, and then I'll show you how to use them to target and reach out to high-probability prospects. So a trigger event is simply a big event or a change within an organization or in that organization's industry that creates an opportunity for you as a freelancer to get your foot in the door. Here are some examples of great trigger events. Positive or negative financial announcements. New funding received. New product or service announcements. Expansions into new markets. New strategic initiatives within the organizations. New management or ownership, layoffs, downsizing, right-sizing, pending or recently enacted legislation, landing a very large or prestigious new client, new partnerships, relationships, or affiliations, job openings. You get the picture. And by the way, these examples are from Jill's two books, Snap Selling and Selling to Big Companies. Why are trigger events important? Well, they're important because they create a certain level of pain or need that makes the company you're targeting much more receptive to your services. Of course, based on your profession and the services you provide, you'll need to determine which types of trigger events are worth paying attention to. But the list here should give you a good start. So, how do you find these trigger events? Well, it's simple. You scour the news. One way to do that is to subscribe to business, industry, and trade publications for the target markets you're going after. Going through these once a week or every couple of weeks will yield trigger events for potential prospects of yours. And that, by the way, is a great way to add prospects to your list. Remember in a previous module when I said that you don't need to start out with a bunch of names, that 25 or 50 names would be enough to get you going? Well, this is why. It's because as you scour the news and various publications out there, you'll come across prospects that you can add to your list based on their relative fit to your ideal client profile and the trigger event itself. So your seed list of 25 to 50 prospects will start growing before you exhaust those names. Another great way to find good trigger events is by setting up Google Alerts for companies already on your list. Google Alerts is a free service from Google that sends you email updates for the latest relevant Google results, either from the web itself or of news items, blog mentions, etc., based on your choice of query or topic. In our case, we're mainly going to use Google Alerts to get alerted on news regarding companies on our prospect list. Later in this module, you're going to find a lesson that shows you how to set up and use Google Alerts. So make sure to go through that if you're not familiar with this tool. A related way to find great trigger events is to use Google News, which you can get to at news.google.com. Basically, Google News can come in handy when you're compiling your list of prospects and you're ready to get started sending emails, but you don't want to wait for alerts to come in through the Google Alerts tool. So instead, you can go to Google News, which is different from Google Alerts, and see if there have been any recent news about that organization. You'll get immediate results and can take action right there and then based on what you find. So here's an example. I just ran a search for a company called Covidien. They're a medical equipment manufacturer. And right away, I saw that they just posted second quarter profits. They're actually higher than expected. So that's a great trigger event if I'm targeting that company in that industry. Now, if you're going after smaller organizations that may not have enough coverage to make it through the Google News feed, there are a couple of other sources you can try. And one of them, one of my favorites, is your local business chronicle, which is something I mentioned in a previous lesson. I believe there are about 40 or 50 business chronicles all over the country. They may not cover your specific metropolitan area, but they certainly cover many others. So here's an example of a trigger event that I uncovered by searching my local business chronicle. It's a company called Therogenics, based here in my area, just inked a deal with a bigger company, Oncura. So if I was targeting Therogenics, this would be a great trigger event. Of course, depending on what services I provided, but this definitely qualifies as a trigger event for certain types of freelancers. Another great resource is NewsLink, which you can find by going to newslink.org. This is a really handy resource that basically acts as a portal listing hundreds of newspapers across the U.S. Not only does it list those newspapers by state and metropolitan area, but it also includes links to all of them. Once you're on a newspaper's website, you can then use that website's search field to research some of the companies that are on your list and are in that state or in that metropolitan area that you're researching. And hopefully you'll find some relevant information and trigger events. Okay, so that's trigger events, and those are some great ways you can find relevant trigger events that, as you'll see in the next module, will enable you to craft powerful email pitches that get read and get response. The second way you can make a relevant and meaningful connection with a prospect is by naming a high-profile client or a big, relevant accomplishment of yours. So let's say you're a graphics designer who works mainly on branding and packaging design for food and beverage companies. And let's say that you've worked with Snapple, Land O'Lakes, and Twinings of London. Well, those are big names in the food and beverage industry, so it may make sense to throw them out there and to use them as a way to create instant credibility and to show the prospect that you know what you're doing. Because after all, if Snapple, Land O'Lakes, and Twinings of London hired you, you must be pretty good, right? And by the way, they don't have to be big names or household names. What really matters here is that the specific prospect to whom you're writing recognizes these organizations and sees these as a positive sign. So let me give you an example of this. A few months ago, one of my clients was approached by a team of two public relations freelancers about doing some work for my client. They did exactly what I described above, but they really zeroed in. First, they went straight to the CEO of my client's company, and they explained very briefly how they had recently helped one of their clients get acquired by a much larger competitor. So this particular company they worked for was one of my client's main competitors, and there were two things that happened here in their approach. First, this was a company my client was very familiar with. And because they were a direct competitor, this immediately told my client that these two freelancers knew the business already and had established relationships with the media in this particular industry. Second, they explained that their work with this client involved positioning the company for growth and acquisition. They didn't go into all the details in their message. They just threw enough in there to pique my client's interest. Needless to say, these two freelancers were hired after just a few phone conversations and an in-person meeting, and it all started by throwing in a very relevant name that triggered instant credibility in my client's mind. But you don't have to necessarily throw out a client name, somebody you've worked for. Another way to do this is to mention an award or a recognition or a big win you've recently been given. The example above is actually a good example of this also because even though it included a recognizable company name in that industry, it also talked about a big accomplishment these two freelancers had recently achieved. So maybe you've won a big award in your industry, or maybe you've published a book on the subject you're approaching your prospect about, or maybe you've published a book, period. Or maybe you've worked on a project that ended up getting huge exposure or recognition. So say you're a PowerPoint presentation designer, and a big name speaker hired you to design her slides for a TED Global presentation. And let's say that presentation became a very popular talk in the TED circuit. You'd be silly not to mention this. Actually, even if that presentation didn't become that popular, the fact that you helped put a presentation for someone who spoke at TED Global is a significant enough accomplishment to mention in an email and to hopefully establish a meaningful connection. So think of successes you've had over the last couple of years and try to think of ways you can use those client names, those projects, or other successes to build credibility in your emails. The third way you can make a relevant and meaningful connection with a prospect is by leveraging a mutual connection with the prospect. This approach can be extremely powerful when done right, and it basically involves looking at your personal and professional network and trying to see if there's a connection to a key contact in one of your prospect companies. One way to do this is simply to call contacts who may know people in those companies and see if they do indeed know someone and if they can make an introduction for you. This works well if you know who may have those connections based on what you know about them and their work history or business contacts. But an even better and more practical way to do this, and a faster way to do this, is with the social media tool LinkedIn, which we've mentioned a couple times already in this program. If you already have a LinkedIn account, which is free to set up, by the way, it's simply a matter of logging in to your LinkedIn account and punching in the name of each contact you're looking to email and looking to see if there's anyone in your immediate network with a direct connection to that individual. If you've worked in an industry long enough, or if you have a lot of people in your network in LinkedIn, you'll be surprised how easy it is to find direct connections to some of the people you're looking to do business with. For example, let's say that I've identified a gentleman by the name of Jody Beasley at a company called CGI as someone who would be a great prospect for me. I haven't found much in the way of trigger events for this company, but doing a search in LinkedIn, I realize that he's connected to someone I know, a gentleman by the name of Dennis Ale. So the way it works is this. Once you find a connection, simply reach out to your contact. In this case would be Dennis. I would reach out to Dennis Ale, and I would explain that I'm trying to make a connection with Jody. I would give him a good reason why I think I can help Jody and ask if they'd be willing to broker an introduction. So here's a sample email which could easily be converted into a phone script, by the way. Here's how I would probably message this request. Hi, Dennis. I'm calling because I've recently launched a commercial writing business. Specifically, I'm leveraging my corporate training experience to help companies in that industry write better marketing and sales materials. I've been working on putting together a very targeted list of prospects, companies I really believe I can help. One of these companies is CGI. And while doing a search in LinkedIn, I saw that you were connected to Jody Beasley over there. Wanted to see if he could introduce me to Jody to determine if my services would be of value to CGI. I've found that many companies in that industry have more marketing materials to write than they have time or resources to create them, and I can help fill that need in an affordable way. Please let me know when you get a chance. Now, a quick note about this approach. Personally, I think it's better if your contact can make that initial introduction for you. It's just a lot more powerful. But if they don't offer, or if they'd rather you contact a prospect and just use their name, then that's fine too. Just make sure you're clear on how this is going to happen so you don't sit around waiting for no reason.